الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, we turn to the fadail of the Quran Sharif. What are the benefits, virtues? Fadailul Quran. And here we look at a particular hadith which mentions both relative virtues which we are both searching for in these two acts. And that is the fasting and that is the Quran Sharif. Remember, to search for rewards doesn't go against sincereness. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that he who fasts in the month of Ramadan, then for this person, he must have two qualities, إيمانا واحتسابا. إيمان and احتسابا means to be searching for the rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Then all his sins prior to that, all forgiven. وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Same. Whoever stands on the night of Qadr with Iman and hope for rewards, then for this person here, there is all his prior sins to is all forgiven. So to search for rewards, a person may think, I'm too pious, I don't need to search for rewards. But here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, ihtisaban, search for rewards, and iman in all of this drives you to action. Now have you understood why there is such an effort to break your iman? Because when you hear these ahadith and you hear that you're going to stand for one night and it's going to be better than standing one night, the rewards will be better than 1,000 months, more than 1,000 months. So what will you say? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, mentioned in the Quran Sharif, chapter number 97. So Suratul Qadr. What drives you to believe in this? It's your iman. If a person stands and if person he makes ibadat on Laylatul Qadr, then for 10 years, just say, and every year, at least every odd night, he stands, and just say he gets it for every year. So he makes this resolution, I cannot miss a odd night without making some kind of ibadat and staying away from sin. For this person here, he will come on the day of Qiyamah, and he will have more than 180 years, just for those, we're not speaking about the other ibadat. Just for that ibadat, he will have 830 years. Why? Because he stood for 10 years, he caught Laylatul Qadr. And how difficult is it? Take 365 days in your calendar. So, how difficult is it to take 10 days from there and say, I'm going to dedicate it to Allah? So now we have tomorrow night, the 27th night, and inshallah, the 29th night. So let's learn and let's desire with iman. Let's go ahead with this. That we're going to make a firm resolution. We're going to make, and even tonight, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the last 10 nights, it comes, the explanation is given as such, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied his lungi tight. That's one. Or another explanation that's given for the hadith is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it so seriously, there was no time to engage in other ibadat with spouses, with the spouses of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable pure spouses of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's look at this hadith with iman. An Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu mentions that Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-siyamu wal-Qur'anu yashfa'ani lil-abd. The fasting, soul, and the Quran Sharif both intercede for the obedient person. And yaqulu as-siyam, the fasting says. So where does this word come in the Quran Sharif? Kutiba al ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum. O people of Iman, fasting has been prescribed upon you just as it was prescribed upon those who came before you. And what's the objective? La'allakum tattaqoon. So Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about this, mentions this. So this fasting, it is mentioned, yaqulu as-siyam. This fasting will say, Rabbi inni mana'tuhu at-ta'am wash-sharab fi-n-nahar. And the fasting will say, Oh Allah, I prevented him from eating and drinking during the day. فَشَفِعْنِي فِيهِ So accept my intercession on his behalf. وَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنِ The Quran Sharif will speak, رَبِّ مَنَعْتُهُ النَّوْمَ بِاللَّيْلِ فَشَفِعْنِي فِيهِ Quran Sharif will say, O my sustainer, I stopped him from sleeping at night. So accept my intercession. فَيُشَفَّعَانِي And both of their intercessions, both the intercession of both of them will be accepted. So in the book Targhib, the hadith mentions the words Ta'am and Sharab. Ta'am and Sharab, food and drink, as translated above that we mentioned, right? But in the book of Hakim, we find the word Shahawat, passions, in the place of Sharab. Fasting prevented a person from eating and indulging in his passions. So it is implied here that one should abstain even from such acts of physical pleasure which are even permissible. So it is given in some ahadith that the Quran Sharif will appear in the semblance of a youth and will say, It is I who kept you awake during the night and thirsty during the day. This hadith implies that a hafidh should recite the Quran Sharif in Nafil Salah at night, as explained already, that the Quran Sharif itself, at various places, there are encouragements to this. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ And keep awake some part of the night for reciting it, for reciting the Quran Sharif in tahajjud. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا And worship him in a portion of the night and glorify him during the long night. يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ In another verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says, they recite verses revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal during the night and they fall in prostration before Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا And who spend the night before their sustainer prostrating and standing. Prostrating and standing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his honorable sahaba radiallahu anhum sometimes spent the whole night in reciting the Quran Sharif. It is reported about Hadrat Uthman radiallahu anhum that sometimes he recited the whole Quran Sharif in a single rak'ah of his witr salah. In the same way, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu used to recite the whole Quran Sharif in a single night. Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu anhu read out the whole Quran Sharif in two rakats inside the Kaaba Sharif. Thabit Banani rahmatullah alayhi used to read out the whole Quran in one day and one night. And was also the case with Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Another sheikh mentioned that he read the entire Quran twice and 10 parts in addition in a single night. If he wanted, he would have completed the third reading as well. In the course of his journey for the Hajj pilgrimage, Salih bin Kaysan radiallahu anhu often used to complete two readings of the Quran Sharif each at night. Mansur bin Zazan, rahmatullah alayh, completed one reading during Nafil Salah, and this was before noon, and the second recitation in the interval between Dhuhr and Asr Salah. And he spent the whole night in offering Nafil Salah, weeping so much that the end of his turban would become wet. Similar had been the case with so many others, as described by Muhammad bin Nasr, rahmatullah alayh, in his book Qiyamul Layl. It is written in Sharhul Ihya that our ancestors indeed differed from one another in the practices of completing the Quran Sharif and its recitation. Some of them completed one reading of the whole Quran Sharif every day, as was the practice of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi in months other than Ramadan. And some completed two readings every day, as was also done by Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi during the month of Ramadan. Such was also the practice of Aswad, Salih bin Kaysan, Sa'id bin Jubair, and many others. Some used to complete three readings every day. This was the practice of many other pious people. He had taken Bi'i, he would go in the conquest of Egypt during the regime of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and was also appointed the ruler by Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He used to complete three readings of the whole Quran Sharif every night. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah writes in Kitab al-Askar that the maximum daily recitation reported is of Ibn al-Katib, who used to complete 8 readings of the Quran Sharif during day and night. Ibn Qudama has reported that according to Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, there is no limitation in this respect, and that it entirely depends on the zest of the reader. Historians have stated that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh used to complete 61 readings in the month of Ramadan, once every day, once every night, and one reading was completed in Taraweeh Salah. On the other hand, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who completes one reading for the Quran in less than 3 days cannot meditate upon it. For this reason, Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayh, and some others are of the opinion that reading the Quran Sharif in less than 3 days is forbidden. According to the author, this hadith refers to the capacity. Depends on the capacity of the readers in general, otherwise completion of one reading of the Quran Sharif in less than 3 days by a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu has been reported. Similarly, according to the opinion of Jamhur, general body of ulama, there is no limitation on the maximum period in which one reading should be completed. The reading should be completed within such time as is convenient. But some ulama say that the maximum period should not exceed 40 days. This means that at least 3/4 of a part should be read daily, and if any for this reason this much of reading is not done on any day, then the missed portion should be covered on the next day, so that the whole reading is completed within 40 days. We're speaking out of Ramadan. According to the consensus of opinion, this is not obligatory, but in view of the belief of some ulama, it is better that the daily reading should not be less than this. So we should try in this year. Man qara fil, then there is the author of Majma'. He is reported in one hadith. Man qara al-Qur'an fi 40 laylatan faqad azzaba. Whoever completed the reading of the Quran Sharif in 40 nights delayed the matter. Some ulama of the opinion that the whole reading should be completed once every month, though it is preferable one reading every week, as was the practice of most Sahaba radiallahu anhu. One should start on a Friday and read one manzil daily, thus to complete on Thursday. It has been stated that according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, we owe it to the Quran Sharif that it must be read at least twice a year. Therefore, under no circumstances it should be less than this. Twice a year we should at least make khatam of the Quran Sharif. That is, for weak souls like myself, like us, we should at least look at it from this angle. It shouldn't be less than twice, 2 khatams per year. This brings us to the end of our segment. We learned today how much of Quran recitation to recite, and we said the least of the least, 2 khatams per year. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.